better. It was, I said, I had a positive COVID test, and of course, I get COVID the first time around when it's a strong early variant, and then by the second time I get COVID, they got back, and it's another highly contagious variant again, is what they're saying. So, of course, it's election time, so you wonder what's supposed to be taking place with that. And I know my poor wife having to deal with me. You don't understand how that's like, and so try to remember things, because I have concussion brain, now I have COVID brain, I have a lot of these different stuff, right? So with this, it's 8 o'clock, I haven't done anything in a long time like this, I want to give you a poem. My forgetter's getting better, but my remember is broke. To you that may seem funny, but to me that is no joke. For when I'm here, I'm wondering if I really should be there. And when I try to think it through, I haven't got a prayer. Oft times I walk into a room, say, what am I here for? I rack my brain, but all in vain, and zero is my score. At times I put something away where it is safe, but gee, the person it is safest from is generally me. When shopping, I may see someone, say hi, and have a chat. Then when that person walks away, I ask myself, who is that? Yes, my forgetter's getting better, while my rememberer is broke. And it's driving me plumb crazy, and that isn't any joke. Okay. I don't know if that is concussion or whatever, but that's the way it feels sometimes. And 2 weeks ago, I started a series of messages, and the first night it was on the fear of the Lord, and we looked at certain things with that, and we didn't finish that. I will finish it tonight and maybe start the next of the Lord. But 2 weeks ago, when we looked at fear of the Lord, I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 1, because it's been 2 weeks, and you've forgotten everything I said the first time around, haven't you? I just want you to know that makes two of us. Proverbs chapter 1, in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Okay, and I always encourage people to read the book of Proverbs. So many times they don't know what the answer is on something, and so a proverb a day keeps what? Yeah. To me, the proverb a day keeps the stupid away. That's how this is going to be, all right? So you got to remember that's how it's going to work. And as I said here, it says it's the beginning of knowledge. And you got to remember, we're not talking about a reverential trust. We're talking about the fear of God, okay? The Bible says the fear of man bringeth a snare. Fear of God does not bring a snare. You know, we've spent time looking at this, and Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 9, it'd be verse 5, is the foundation stone. We talked about that. Fear of the Lord is a foundation stone for true wisdom in studying God's Word. So many people, they don't have any fear of Him. We looked in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. In verse 13, it says, let's turn there, Proverbs 8. And I'm not going to read all, the 13 verses. We will read the 13th verse. And it says, the fear of the Lord is to what? Hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way doth in the froward mouth do I hate. So if you fear the Lord, you're going to hate evil. You're going to understand pride and arrogancy is a problem. And there's a difference between pride and arrogancy and confidence in the things of God, and we can never lose sight of that. So the fear of the Lord is to hate, okay? Let me see here, Proverbs 16 and verse 16. Verse 6, by mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men what? Depart from evil, and we looked at that, okay? Proverbs 9 and verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. And I still find so many times I can lose sight of. If I spend as much time I spend in the Bible, as if I lose sight of it, I guarantee other people lose sight of that understanding, okay, with it, that knowledge of the holy is understanding. More people ascribe false things to God almost than any other thing in their life. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. You cannot lose sight of that. You want to understand, you truly should understand who God is. Okay, I want you to know, my God, maybe not your God, but the God of the Bible is very sarcastic. He's very sarcastic. He has a sense of humor. He who sits in heaven shall laugh. He'll have the heathen in derision. And we get all upset about what the lost do, and God says, they're dumb. Okay? You get all tied up in knots. How many? I won't even go there. Never mind. People get caught up in the struggles. And it's struggles with other people. It could be struggles with other people of other of religious affiliations, whatever it might be. If you stick with the Lord and what God says is right, you won't have to worry about the other things. And knowledge of Him can help you be at peace when other people are in frustration. When you take your eyes off the Lord, you start looking around, that's when you get upset. You know, the Bible says Jesus the same yesterday and today and forever. I want you to understand, right now, He's not what He used to be. He's still Jesus Christ the Lord, but He's not a suffering Savior. Right now, He's my great high priest. Okay? In one day, He will rule and reign on this earth as supreme potentate. But what doesn't change is His personality or His essence or that which makes Him up. And you need to realize that. And when you do that, you can be much more secure in your life when you base your decisions on how steady He is. Because people change all the time. God doesn't. God is always merciful. God is always gracious. God is always holy. He is always right. When you question things, you come back to the fact, I don't understand, but I understand this. God is always good, and God is always right. And I told you at the end of 2 weeks ago, we're going to look at some things you gain from it. And I've gone through the fear of the Lord. I want you, there's certain promises of things because of that. And I want you to look at Proverbs 10 and verse 27. And this is where we're taking off from where we finished 2 weeks ago. Proverbs chapter 10 in verse 27, it says, the fear of the Lord does what? But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. God wants you to have longer. Longer for what purpose? To give more glory to Him. I've told certain people at times, I said, I don't want to be right, but if God's going to get more glory out of your death than He will out of your life, you know what He's going to do? He's going to take you home. He knows that timing. Not me, not you. So if you want longer life, praise Him and tell others about Him. Amen? It says, fear the Lord prolongeth days. Longer life. You know why? Because He'll keep you from some things that will harm you. So many times people, you lose sight of who He is, knowledge of the holy, understand? Whom the Lord loveth, He what? And scourgeth every son He receiveth. If you receive not chastening, then ye are bastards and not sons. Because God will chasten you to help you make the choices that give Him greater glory. We blame God for a lot of things that he had nothing to do with. All right? Look at Proverbs chapter 14. My voice is still a little weak, and I hope it's from COVID and not from what I had told you about 2 weeks ago of being stupid with a person on the corner. Okay? I believe my voice should have recovered from that. Proverbs chapter 14, look at verse 27. The fear of the Lord is what? To depart from the... It's a fountain of life. You know, what is it? Ponce de Leon? Travel trying to... The world trying to find the fountain of youth. It's in the pages of this book. My chiropractor, Cruz Howe, save friend, he has a sign, he gave us a little copy of it. He has a poster in his office. It says that what you try to do is to die young as old as possible. Okay, you know what it comes down to? Because you have a young heart, you still have hopes, you still have visions, you still have dreams, you still have drive, you still have direction. When you start in your mind getting old, you know what you do? You have just memories and regrets. So, I want the Lord to call me home young, as old as possible. I can remember Pastor Christian saying, I want to go up in the trumpet. Do you understand that, what he's talking about? He wants to hear, come up hither. Well, he got taken home before that, but you know, his whole life he looked towards that. It's a fountain of life. It also will change if you want that. You know, it says, there is a crown of life for them who what? Love his appearing. Are you looking for Jesus' return or don't you want it? Okay. And I don't want it to escape. I want it because I want to see the one who loves me the way he does. Verse 27 says that it is a fountain of life. Look at verse 26. In the fear of the Lord is what? And his children shall have a place of refuge. You can have confidence, strong confidence in the fear of the Lord, because he will be who he says he is. You don't have to worry about an emotional reaction to your mess. I don't know about you, but I find that, my wife was looking at me smiling, I find that comforting. We had, I started feeling better. My wife's reaction to me being sick is to work very hard, okay? And she's torn up carpeting, she's laid down underlayment, and she did flooring in an upstairs bedroom and installed it. I cut just a couple of pieces for her. Michael cut some of it. I think Derek got in on helping in that room a little bit. But it's one of those things. She did that room, and then when that wasn't enough, she did something outside. And then when that wasn't enough, she did something else. And I said, I feel guilty. She says, you're sick. Be quiet. She kept checking on me, making sure I'm okay. But she kept doing all this stuff, and I started feeling guilty about it. So I'm feeling better. I've been sick for 8 days. I'm going to do all the moldings in the room. Okay, and so I'm getting the measurements and I'm cutting the moldings, and they got to be nailed up and stuff. It's all left to finish the room. And when she saw me cutting the moldings and everything came out right, because we would pray and do devotions before I would do measurements and cut. All right, got to get God involved. All right, she turned around. She says, can you do the... two pieces of molding in our sunroom. She says, the man who worked on it, he did everything. He installed new doors and our stuff for our sunroom. And he was supposed to, he says, I'll come back when I'm doing a job near here or something. I got to put in two pieces of molding. He never did it. That's how many years? 5 years? And she looked at it, and we've had the door open. We don't close them most of the time. And she goes, could you do the moldings in the sunroom? Yes, I can do that. Well, I only need a little piece here and a little piece there. No, I'm changing the one and cutting one full length. I'm not putting in a small little piece. On the other side, it's a full length, and I'm too cheap to buy a whole new one, the full length, and cut it so it's just right. So I got to cut a piece, and my wife gets a measurement. And God doesn't have the same problem my wife has. God has perfect clarity of vision. My wife's waiting on cataract surgery. Okay, and so she goes to measure it, and we only have so much of this molding left, and we go to cut, and she goes, it's this long, so I cut it. And she was only off by about an eighth, almost a half an inch smaller. Okay, because my wife will give me a measurement so many inches and four little marks. Okay, that's my measurements. So I turn around and I cut that, and she comes back out and she goes, I'm going to bake you a pie. It's the wrong. So, you know what I'm saying with that? She couldn't get it. They couldn't get the measurement right. So she gave it to me again. And it was wrong again. So I went in to, I've got to measure it and cut it myself. But I was doing something, and so she decided, well, she saw how easy I could do this with the saw, my compound miter saw and stuff. So she's going to cut it. So she cut it, and she went and put it in place. Anybody who does carpentry, Howard Bacon would be smiling, right? I'm telling you, when you have a very small piece of molding that you're trying to put in, you don't put a nail through it. You drill a hole through it. Because she cut it the right size twice, and twice tried to nail through it and split it in half. It blew up and threw pieces all over the place. You say, why is I'm saying this? Because she does not have confidence any longer in her being able to cut the piece. You know why God can give you strong confidence? Because when you do it His way, He's responsible for the outcome. And it always comes out right in the end. So the fear of the Lord can give you confidence, provides for confidence. Look at Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. Verse 23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to what? And he that hath it shall what? And he shall not be visited with evil. Shall don't you highlight? He brings satisfaction. And he that hath it, the fear of the Lord, shall abide satisfied. It brings satisfaction. Now I'm going to make you go back. Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. Look at verse 16. Better is little with what? Than great treasure and trouble therewith. It's better than the riches. Proverbs 22. Some of the promises of certain things because of the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 22, verse 4. By humility and fear of the Lord are what? Riches, honor, and life. 3-point outline, young preachers. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. So the fear of the Lord, a froward person, that is a person who is full of pride and pushing. And that brings snares and thorns. Humility and fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. It brings riches. Now look at Proverbs 24. verse 3. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is what? And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. See, because fear of the Lord's the beginning of wisdom. There are certain promises to us that you can only find and apply in your life when you look at God's word, especially when I tell people all the time, you want to be smarter than the people around you? Read Proverbs and apply it to the choices that you make. Amen? And understand that the fear of the Lord is not just reverential trust. It starts with a healthy terror. And when I hear somebody doesn't think they need God at the moment that they're going to enter an eternity, see, I'm you know what the first verse comes to my mind? On some have compassion making a difference. That doesn't work. On others, hating even the garment spotted with the flesh. Because we should know as Christians, I want you to turn and I'm done. Can you believe that? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians 5, verse 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. If you're saved, you're either going to be here or you're going to be with Him. Wherefore we labor, whether present or absent, that we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to he hath done, whether it be what? Look at verse 11. Knowing therefore the what? Terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God. We are made openly known unto God, and I trust also are made openly known, manifest in your consciences. You want God's blessing in your life? Understand the fear of the Lord. Try to learn who He is. Because knowledge of the holy is understanding. And all God's people said, amen. Good night and God bless.